Hey folks, thanks for joining me once again for Stock Talk Tuesday with Dan. So what we're going to talk about, or I guess what we're going to learn today, is some of the things we're basically going to go over what's on the screen that you're looking at right now. So let's look at what the data has for us today, because what we want to talk about is the ETFs, the investments people are talking about today, and why they're making the moves that they're making. And so we're going to take kind of a lot of the headlines that you're seeing on the screen right now, and we're going to put this to use for us, because a lot of the data here is basically telling us where the market direction's going. So let's look at this real quick. And if you guys would, as you come on, just please do me one big favor. If you would, give me a thumbs up. If you can hear me and see me okay, greatly appreciate it if you would. But let's just take the data that we're seeing on the screen right now. So the first thing we're going to see here, stocks mostly flat ahead of the Fed. So the Federal Reserve is going to meet tomorrow. And what are they going to do? Well, if you watch me on a daily basis, I'll explain to you what they're going to do. But there's another piece of this puzzle right through here. Look at this. And a lot of the data you're seeing through here is giving us a nice rosy picture of the economy. So I think the market might be a little frothy, but you still have to get into the game, folks. And that's what we're going to talk about in today's video. But look right through here. Investors haven't been this bullish on stocks since February. So that's a good take. That was, I think, right before Liberation Day, or right before that when the tariffs kind of took effect. Retail sales came in today. They're kind of showing that the consumer is still up there ramping up their spending. Some lawsuits here, latest watch phone, Oracle rises on U.S., China demand, top stock moves, exclusive Japanese advance to buy $1.7 billion in U.S. shale. So the economies are looking pretty good, but what might throw this into a monkey wrench lately is right through here. Here, the Federal Reserve is going to meet tomorrow, and we know what they're going to do. But now we want to look at the fundamentals of the economy, because if you're looking to invest in stocks or bonds or cryptocurrencies, you have to understand what's going on. So first, a disclaimer, folks, I'm not a financial analyst. I'm not a stock broker. I don't do that for a living. I'm actually a mortgage person. So if you're out there looking to buy or refinance, you need some help, I'm licensed in all 50 states. Love to help you. I'll give you my information at the end of this video. But my website's therateupdate.com. So that's that piece. But the Federal Reserve's meeting in a day, and a lot of the data that they're looking into is, you know, the economics behind things. What's the inflation rate doing, and what's the jobs numbers doing, and a lot of things like that. It will be a really extraordinary event, because the reason behind this is last night, I don't know if you saw my morning video, but last night the Senate confirmed in a last minute effort Trump's advisor Miron as federal governor in time for today and tomorrow's vote. So one Fed official resigned about 2-3 months ago. It's not the Cook person that you might be thinking of, Lisa Cook, that he's trying to fire. It's another person that just quit. So it needed replaced, and he was trying to get this person in there in time for the Federal Reserve meeting, and he did. So now we have this new guy that just came on board, and then we have the Lisa Cook, who he fired, but's going to be attending the meeting. So it's a mess. That's why the headline's right through here. It's a pretty extraordinary event that you're having right now. Other pieces of the market that you have to really pay attention to is right here. So we're going to start talking tariffs, and tariffs are a big part of the economy and a big part of the markets and on where everything's going right now, especially the big, beautiful tax bill. Remember when that passed, the markets rallied. Okay, but now we might have an issue. But one good news is now China, it looks like we are having a China trade agreement put in place. That's the biggest agreement that we basically needed. So it looks like they're coming to agreement on this, but there's a little monkey wrench that might be thrown into all this right through here. What happens, and I know I've been beating this to a dead horse, and it'll come to fruition here soon on how the courts deem this, but wonder if the tariffs that were put in place, wonder if they're illegal. Well, this morning I did a video, and every time I do a video, I try to do as much research as I can. How much, if it becomes illegal, how much would we have to refund back? Now, I know we're not cutting a check to somebody, because I get a lot of grief for that, but it comes down through here. Let me see if it did highlight right through here. If the Supreme Court affirms this decision, that means we're going to have to basically refund the money back to these countries. What happens right through here? The U.S. Treasury Secretary has estimated that this could reach up to $1 trillion in the scenario, depending on how the Supreme Court's ruling. So that means we could possibly be facing a $1 trillion refunding process, or however you want to go about it. Folks, we already have $37 trillion in debt. How in the world are we going to come up with another $1 trillion? Well, we're not. So the equity markets are going to go in It could possibly be a complete mess, and that's what basically everybody's predicting right now. I'm not trying to scare you guys like the, you know, everybody's the 2008 housing crash, it's back, and all that other stuff. I'm just wanting you to be aware of these things, because it most likely is not going to come to fruition. That's my thinking, because the government's still pushing ahead with trying to negotiate with China and do all these other things. They're kind of just negating that this even exists, but it is in the background that we have to pay attention to. So this is also going to have a role on stocks, bonds, cryptocurrencies, everything. So let's get over to the markets now. So first we want to understand. So we want to have a cautious, we want to be cautious at this time when you're looking to invest. So and even if you have money in the market right now, my whole goal is to help those out there that are new to the, you know, investing or just moderately new to all this stuff. So I want to explain to you guys the markets and things, but I want to, today I was trying to create, you know, one or two ETFs. And what an ETF is, I'll explain that in a second. Where I would be investing if I was a new investor or adding a little more money to the market today, because again, we're in an environment this is the Fed's going to be cutting. Okay, it's because the job market is cracking right now. The tariffs are going to be a one-time inflation hit, and it looks like we might have an agreement with China. So now we got the stability there. Once all that is in place and the tariffs are deemed legal or illegal, now companies can actually get on with their lives, basically. It'd be like you sitting there saying, okay, am I going to have a job tomorrow? Well, do I want to go out there and buy a new car or a new boat or a new house? Well, no, not if I'm thinking I don't have a job tomorrow. Well, that's the same way a lot of these companies are thinking. They're like, do we hire? We, you know, like here, we have more business than we can handle right now at the bank, but it can turn on a dime based on a lot of these things. And that's, I think, what a lot of companies are under right now. So we want to focus in on here, but we want to take a conservative approach about this. You can see how the markets are right now, other than the Dow Jones. Usually the day before the Federal Reserve comes out and tells us what they're going to do, the markets just go flat. Flat as a pancake, basically. Let me pull up the MBS charts, if we can pull that up today. We're not doing a I'll do my closing bell after this, but I just want to show you what the markets are doing. So the MBS market right now is zero. It didn't do anything, which I didn't expect it to do today. We're going to be flat all the way till tomorrow, probably right before the Federal Reserve meets. You know, some people start jockeying for position. We'll see how this all goes. Same thing's going to be in the plan for stocks. So let's get over. What would be a way to invest in this market? So we invest here with ETFs. What ETFs are basically a basket of stocks or bonds or whatever. We don't like investing in one. Like if you want to invest in AI right now, you can buy Nvidia. No, I wouldn't, because if Nvidia now peaks out and something happens and the markets crash from there on them, you don't know, because their stock price is up, I think, 1,000%. So I don't like going into those positions. I like getting into an ETF, which you buying one share of an ETF, basically you're buying a whole basket or a whole conglomerate of companies. So let's get over to what would be my position right now into this. So the first thing I'm thinking is, okay, the tariffs are an issue. So that could create an issue with bonds and stocks and everything else. But the Federal Reserve's cutting. So when the Federal Reserve cuts, what do we know on this channel happens to bond prices? Well, let's get over to this. So what happens here is when bond prices go up, rates come down. Okay, so then that's how, you know, basically the Federal Reserve have helped push mortgage rates down to like 2 or 3% years ago. They kept buying up the market in like $40 billion a month. They were buying up the market. On the flip side, if you have deterioration, so you have the price going down, well, then rates are going to go up. Well, if you flood this market, let's say we need to come up with $1 trillion of bonds to refund the money back to whomever the tariff money goes to, what's going to happen with this? Well, the price of the bond's going to deteriorate. It could crash, sending rates back up to maybe 7% or so. I'm hoping that doesn't happen, but that's an option that we have. Same thing with stocks. So here's what we're going to look at. Let's bypass this and let's assume at the time that the tariffs are going to go through. So what's going to happen? Well, the Federal Reserve will start cutting rates. What happens with that? Well, the prices of bonds will go up. Remember, when the yield goes down, prices go up. So as yields of bonds going down, the price starts to go up. Good investment strategy in today's market, because you know the Federal Reserve's most likely going to cut. How much? Well, that's the dilemma we have right now. So if we go over to, let's see where it is, the Federal Reserve. It was the first ticker that we looked at. We go over to here. This is going to tell us in 22 hours, the Federal Reserve is going to do what? Well, they're going to cut rates, but we want to see how aggressive they're going to be in rate cuts going down the road. Because again, as they cut rates, as the rates come down, the price of the bond goes up. So as they cut rates, that's what most likely is going to happen. So how you get the biggest bang for your buck is getting midterm or shorter term bonds, but long term bonds can be as well work for you as well. So there's a 96% chance they're cutting at the next meeting tomorrow. Then the next meeting in October, suppose almost an 80% chance they're going to cut again. And then in December, over a 70% chance they're going to cut again. So every time they cut, you could make money in bonds. But wonder if they don't, or something stagnates or whatever else. And you don't want to be completely in bonds. Okay, so let's get over and say, okay, what if you bought stocks? Well, stocks are a little scary as well, but we can focus in on stocks as well. And that's why we go over and do this. Here's what I did today. Here's our stock portfolio that we created. And I'll go through this in a second. But let's see. There's a couple of people that did jump on here. Philbert, how you doing? Thank you for giving the thumbs up. I appreciate it. At least you can hear me. I know you can hear me. So thank you for that. Let's see. Is crash coming easy and simple on the stock market? I don't think so. And that's what we're hopefully going through today. And folks, just to let you know, I'll never come here and say with infinite wisdom that the market's going to crash or this is going to happen. I'm just giving you the data, my thinking about it, because with my experience, and I explained to you the why behind it. I was explaining to you why the housing market wouldn't crash and why this would happen and that happened. I was explaining why rates would hit 6.5 in Q3, and we did. Why home prices wouldn't increase this year, across the map, maybe 1%, and that's what happened. So we've been calling it pretty good. So now we want to try to figure out where to invest our money, for especially those out there that are newbies, or at least to understand the markets. What do you got, Philbert? Let's see what we got. It seems like the video and audio are off a little bit, but good information for sharing. I apologize. I might have a little bit of a slow connection today. It seems like I didn't reboot my computer, so it seems like everything's just running a little laggy, but my apologies for that. Let's go over to the next question we got. Yeah, I heard two Vita could be bad for stocks. I heard two Vita could be bad for stocks and bonds. Not sure what you were saying there. Let's see if you clarified it. I heard two cuts would be bad for stocks and bonds. Here's what I think. I think the market right now has priced in one rate cut. Okay, and that's a 25 basis point rate cut, and I agree with it. Could they do 50? Maybe they could, but it's going to be dependent. And again, I'm going to keep throwing this data out there. We got to follow the jobs market. So let's get over to the economic calendar we have this week. Really nothing here to write home about, but we will get some job data coming in. But let's just focus on the jobs report that we've had over the last couple months. We had a report that came in. It's almost probably over a month ago now, and we lost almost a million people in the jobs market. And it was like, are you kidding me? And the markets went crazy from there. Then we had a reading last week and the week before from ADP and all those. The jobs market isn't great, but it's not falling off a cliff. Okay, and they had some revisions and things like that. So there's still there's still job creations out there where it's flat. So that's what you're seeing in the jobs market. The inflation piece, it's starting to come out. Once they make the agreement with China, I think that data is already hopefully built into the system. And I talk to people in manufacturing all the time. They're like, there's still that inflation coming. Okay, but how big is it? Is it going to go take us to 4, 5, 6, 7%? I don't think so. I think it's going to go up about 0.3 to 0.4. And we're right there right now from what I predicted. We're just a little bit escalated from there. So I don't really think the inflation, even with the China trade that looks like they might have an agreement there that's coming out here shortly, is going to really push up the inflation. Now, folks, these are my opinions. You're welcome to yours. And that's why we do this. That's why we have this. And so let's see what else you have. Thank you for sharing your knowledge. I hope you guys can hear me. Thank you for sharing your knowledge. You're welcome. So let's get over to here's what we got today. So last week we got all the jobs data, and it wasn't great, but it wasn't showing huge deterioration in the market. Okay, the week before that we had the inflation numbers. They were actually cooler than expected. Most of them came in right at point, or maybe a little cooler than expected. So all that data is not bad. Corporate earnings are coming in fantastic. It's basically, where are we with a lot of these finalization of tariffs? Are they going to be legal? And then what's the Federal Reserve, all this junk that's going behind the scene, what's going on with them, what's going to happen there. But let's look through it. Retail sales came in today, and they just blew away the numbers. How people continue to buy, unfortunately, and here's why I do this channel, is the rich get rich, sure, and the poor are getting poorer. Because if you go to this, let's go back to this, and I want to go to the headlines. Investors haven't been this bullish on stocks since February. Okay, the markets are up pretty big, folks, and they've been up pretty big for years and years and years. You have to get in. That's all I got. You have to get in. I'm going to show you some returns that people are getting. And, you know, make this a bill that you pay each month. Just set up an account where it's like, okay, I got to pay my cell phone bill, my this bill, my that bill, and I'm going to put $100 away each paycheck into this account and just forget it. It's a bill. Maybe I can't go to Starbucks one day or something like that. Just, you got to do it. You got to get in the game. Okay, investors right now, they're bullish. The stock market's flat going ahead of this. Retail sales are good. You see all the data through here. Can it turn on a dime? Absolutely. But you can't get rich sitting on the sideline being, woe is me. And I get it, folks. I had no money as well, but I forced myself to save, work a little bit harder, be a little more prudent. I can honestly say I never took one day in my life of unemployment. Not one day in my life. So I just kept struggling and got to where I hopefully wanted to get to. So that's where we are now. So this is what you're looking at in the market. So why are you here? Well, you're here to figure out these things. So I wanted to go through some ETFs that you might want to look at. And what I did is I wanted a combination of two things. I want bonds because we know, you know, especially in my field, I know rates are going to come down and I know the price of bonds are going to go up. So that's kind of a prudent investment. You're not going to get rich. You have to be in equities as well. So what kind of positions or portfolios or ETFs can I invest in to solve this dilemma? So here's what I did. I did an AI search and broke down this to these actually three accounts, but then I wanted to show you the one last one down through here. So this is one we added to our portfolio recently. It's the S&P 500. It's a cheap way to invest in it, and I think there might even be a better way of investing in this. We were tipped off on this by one of our live people a couple weeks ago. So if you want to invest in the S&P 500, this is the top, you know, companies in the whole country and so forth, this is a good way to do it. Look at the returns. 1 year return up 15%. 3 year average return 19%. A 5 year average 16%. Okay, but that's putting all your money into the basket, all your money in equities. Okay, it's right through here. It's 100% in stocks. Well, I don't want 100% in stocks. I want some exposure into bonds because that is today's market. We know the Fed's cutting. Okay, how much? We don't know. But as they cut, we're going to make more and more money. Okay, so here's what we want to do. This one is 60% bonds, 40% bonds. 40% bonds. So do you want to be more heavily weighted in bonds or equities? Well, that's up to you. But here's what I want to do. I want to show you the expense ratios and then the returns in each one of these to see, okay, but you have to remember over the last few years, bonds haven't done well at all. Rates have gone up. You remember rates were 2 or 3%, then they went up to 7 or 8. What happens when rates go up? The price of a bond goes down. So these over the last 3-5 years, they probably have dismal returns because the bond fund portion of this did dismal. So if you said bonds were doing good and stocks did good, how much better would these have gone? It's just something to think about. So right through here, you have these funds, and I just put up the ticker. So here's what I'm going to show you guys. The VBINX. What is it? Well, it's a 60% in stocks, 40% in bonds. Let's get over and see what it is. VBINX. So what we're going to do is we're going to go over our portfolio, and we're going to say VBINX. We're going to pull that up. Okay, it's Vanguard Balanced Index Fund. Okay, I use Yahoo. I just think it's super easy. The charts are fantastic, and you get a lot of details. So here's what that fund is. Okay, here's the price. Here's what it did today. It's up 0.1%. It holds the holdings. Okay, so we're going to go down through here, and let's see. Oh, is it going to tell us what the holdings are? Bonds 30%, stocks 61%. There it is. Nope, that's not it. Year to rate return. I'm trying to find the exact holdings. Here it is. So, top 10 holdings that it has. You wanted exposure in NVIDIA. You got it. You want exposure in Microsoft, Apple, Amazon, Meta, Broadcom, Google, Tesla, JP Morgan. You want it? You got it in this fund. You also have a portfolio that's filled with AAA bonds, A bond, and triple B bonds, which you're getting a decent yield. Let's check and see what the yield is. So if you go up through here, here's other things that this thing can do for us. Let's go to summary. And Yahoo takes a while to do that. And I apologize, folks, if there is a lag today. Here's the summary. Let's see what its yield is. If it's year-to-date return, 8.6% yield. Almost a 2% yield. So if this equity did nothing, you'd still get 2%. But overall, let's see what it did. Year to date, 1 year, it's up 5%. Not bad. 5 year return up 26%. Pretty darn good. 10 years up 80%. So you can see how this is a blended portfolio, but you don't have all your eggs in one basket like you would with the S&P 500 or this stock that we have in our portfolio right through here, the rate update. And we'll go through it, and this is this holding right through here, the IVV. That's the S&P 500. Now, here's another thing I want to show you guys. Here, I'll get to some questions. Let's get to them. That's why you're here. How can beginner investors decide which ETF their portfolio strategy? Great question. Do exactly what I do, and I'll show you how to cheat. And this is how we used to do it. I would go to Yahoo Finance. I use Schwab. Then I'd pull their reports and the quarterly reports and go through their financials and all that. Here's a good way to break it down now. I'll just show you how to cheat. See what this is right here? It's all AI. I did the whole thing in AI. And when I was preparing for this video, let's just go up to the top. Here's what I would do. And you can see the questions that I asked it. We'll go all the way to the top. I had this thing. I tried to ask it multiple questions. Each Tuesday, I have a live event talking about stocks. What would be the good topics to talk about today? So I go down through here. And then I break it down and I'm like, okay, I need your help with these things. Create a YouTube thumbnail, or not thumbnail, hold on. Let's see, where's the data points that I wanted you guys to see? Okay, let's update this information. Looking to focus on the best asset class to be in at this time with inflation where it is and also the Federal Reserve looking to begin a series of cuts. And the AI revolution upon us will be the safest bet for investors at this time using ETFs as an investment tool. And here's what it does. And then you can just keep summarizing this, tweaking it, drilling it down. Let this do it. And then what you could do to double check this data, go to Gemini or go to some other AI system just to double check it. And then when you get it all broken down, what you're going to do is take these ticker symbols. Let's say, okay, I want defensive income. I don't know what this is. Let's just say best asset class for investors right now. One in inflation, cooling. Okay, we'll go down through here. And this is where I got all these ideas. So we'll break it down. Here's where I finally scrubbed it down too. So you scroll all the way to the bottom, and I think this is what we're going over right now. Hold on. You can see how much data I've put in on this. So I want to just go down to the bottom because it's exactly what I did. So then I wanted charts and everything. And here's what it popped up at. The final conclusion is this is what the data I wanted. I wanted to know what asset class is it in, which breaks down it is. Give me the comparable yields, the cost structure and everything. So now let's get back to this. Let's start to analyze these things. So we can have the S&P 500 right through here. Look at the expense factors, fractional what these others are. But again, there's no management here. They're just buying in the S&P 500 and it's being managed for you right here. These are managed funds because they have to figure out what bonds they want to hold, what stocks they want to hold and everything else. So their fees are higher. But then you go over to the returns. What kind of returns are you getting? Well, here's where you have to balance it out. Again, these returns on a lot of these, because they are associated with bonds, they're not going to be as high as the ones associated 100% in equity. But again, these bond funds are in a position to really rally at this point. So, you know, you have to figure out which one, you know, breaks down to what fits in your portfolio the best. That's the best way I can explain it. I'm not here to do that because I don't do it for a living. There's all kind of models your financial planner does. I want you guys to be able to do this on your own. What your financial planner is, here's the best analogy I can say. Warren Buffett, he runs Berkshire Hathaway. He said, we have the easiest jobs possible. Here's what we do for a living. We take people's money and we invest it. Doesn't matter if I make money or not, I get paid. And if we make money, I even get paid more. So that's what they do for you. So all they're doing is taking your money and investing it into things you can do on your own. Now, if you need tax strategies and things like that, yeah, get a financial planner or whatever. You have $500, $1 million before you do that. But in this is how you kind of think your way through the process on how to invest, what to invest in. You know, I have an account with Schwab. I think there's a link down below to open an account there. It's simple. All my kids have an account there. They trade on their own, do their thing. It's that simple, folks. So this is how I break things down for you guys. And, you know, I just exposed it basically right on there. And then what I do is I also go through and say, you know, create me tables and things like that I can help you understand. So here's, you know, this is a table that it created for us. And I know it's, you can't see it right there, but let me see if I can pop it up just a little bit closer for you. But, you know, it'll do all kind of things. And this is how I'd say, you know, save yourself a lot of money. And I tell this to a lot of people who call in. They're like, you know, Dan, I want this and I want a lower rate and I want lower. I'm like, guys, I'm as cheap as you guys are. So, you know, if I can save a buck anywhere, I'll save a buck. And this is how the most prudent way I find to invest my money personally as well. So if you guys got any other questions, let's fly through some of these. Who do we got? Easy and Simple. Thanks for joining us as well. Thanks, guys. Rates down, bonds up. Check. You got it. Nice with bonds. But what of you compare individual? Not sure what you're saying there. Nice with bonds with spread. Here is comparison. If you choose individual, here is a comparison. Okay. I don't see what you're saying, but I hope you get what I'm talking about here, folks. So here's my thoughts going into tomorrow. I'm going to give you a precursor of what we're going to look at tomorrow from the Fed. The Federal Reserve's coming in, like I said, tomorrow. They're going to cut 25 basis points. It's a crazy meeting out there. And Trump's another one of Trump's appointees are now on the board. So here's what the markets, and I think people are expecting, especially with the Chinese thing, is the Federal Reserve's kind of now packed. Federal Chair, could he do his own decision? I guess he could, but I think they're going to cut 25 basis points. One big thing we're going to get tomorrow is a dot plot. And in the closing bell today, I'm going to go over the dot plot with you guys and explain to you what it is, how it works, and why it's really important going into in tomorrow's meeting. It's giving us the thought process of all the people on the Fed, what their expectations are going forward. So we know they're going to cut 25 basis points, but it's going to give us kind of insight on what their thoughts are for October, December, and 2026. So watch tonight's closing bell, if you would. We're going to go over the dot plot, how that will be affecting the markets and interest rates. But again, folks, my biggest point about doing this is I'm not a stockbroker. Please don't use and do what I say. Don't trade on any of this. Use it for educational and entertainment purposes. Go to these websites, you know, Yahoo Finance, CNBC, and just look at the data you're seeing there and try to educate yourself on a lot of these things. And join me each week. Ask questions. That's how you'll learn. And you're behind the screen, so you don't have to worry about putting your hand up in the middle of class. Just ask any questions that you got. If you also want to reach out to me, you can go to my website. If you're in need of a mortgage, you're looking to refinance or purchase, I'd love to be able to help you, folks. So what I do for a living is I'm a federally licensed mortgage loan officer, where I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. And my slogan here is one application, one credit pool, and we're going to compare your loan to over 30 different lenders. Want to learn how and how that all works? Well, just reach out to us at therateupdate.com, folks. But that is our report for today. I hope you learned something. That's the whole goal of this. It's not to sell you on anything or talk you into anything. It's basically just helping you understand the markets, why they're flat today, and why tomorrow could be a major difference in the markets. So thanks for watching, folks. I greatly appreciate it. And I can't wait to see you here. Like I said, check out the closing bell, but I'll be back tomorrow live when the Federal Reserve, right after the Federal Reserve announces, Federal Chairman's going to come out with a press conference. That's where we start to watch, because that's when the market starts to react.